BBC News headlines, I'm Alistair Yates. Pakistan says it will lift a curfew in the Swat Valley on Sunday to allow civilians to leave the area. The army is mounting an offensive against Taliban militants. The United Nations says more than 500,000 people have fled their homes, but many are trapped in the area and can't escape. The new president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has warned that the country can't escape the global recession and faces difficult economic times ahead. He was speaking after being sworn in as the fourth president of South Africa since the end of apartheid. Two Labour MPs have said they're considering taking legal action against the Daily Telegraph for publishing inaccurate details about their expenses claims. The newspaper said Margaret Moran claimed money for a second home that was not in London or her Luton constituency, and that the Immigration Minister Phil Woolis was reimbursed for women's clothing and nappies.